Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
All right, I need to ask you a question. In the last segment, if you missed it, I asked Rob, are Jell-O shots overrated, underrated, or properly rated? Rob believes that they're overrated. I think they're properly rated. I think that Jell-O shots are good for parties. I think they are good for gatherings. If you were going to a float trip or a tailgate, if you're going to something like that, I don't think you can go wrong with bringing Jell-O shots. That is not a retail experience. I don't want to be at Buffalo Wild Wings and have a Jell-O shot. It's not really the place to have them. But if you pull up at the tailgate for the Chiefs and Eagles home opener and you pull up to the tailgate with 200 Jell-O shots, trust me, they will be happy and they will be gone. Rob says they're a little overrated. Perfectly fine. Someone on the text line said fudge shots are where they're at now. That's not a real thing, are they? I've never heard of this before. Is this a thing? Have you ever heard of this before? Because I never heard of this. Somebody said, I don't use Jell-O shots. I have tequila gummy bears. I have heard about doing the same thing with the gummy bears and just, you know, changing up a little bit. I don't know what this is. I never heard of this before. It sounds very improper is what it sounds like to me.
There's no way it's real. I mean, the tequila gummy bears, yeah, I mean.
I'm just asking. I don't know. Maybe that's what people are doing these days. I don't know.
Tequila gummy bear. Someone in the text line says you can spike a watermelon. Those things exist. But, I mean, fudge?
I was just asking. I don't know.
No. That's not real.
Okay. I was just asking. I wasn't sure. I just figured I would ask a question. I wasn't sure.
Talk about an all-time bad experience.
I mean, I know people are putting oregano in the brownie. I didn't know that they were putting alcohol in the brownie. I didn't know. I was not.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
Sure.
Think how dense a piece of fudge is. Like, part of the allure of Jell-O shots, you can just, like, kind of swallow it.
Rob, I was asking. I don't know. It could be two Americas. I didn't know. I didn't have all the information, so I figured I would ask you. You seem like someone who has maybe had one. I didn't know.
I mean, I've had chocolate beer, but I've never had alcoholic chocolate.
Okay. So, you know,
that's a first.
No, that makes a lot of sense. I just was curious. I didn't know what you thought, so I wanted to get your opinion. I appreciate your opinion. Can I have my old man take for the day? Because I think this is, I don't even know if this is an old man take as much as just an observation. I think we are running basketball players' bodies into the ground. And I don't think it is just an NBA issue. I think it is an issue across basketball and the way that it is played. I think if you turn basketball into a year-round sport, the way that a lot of people are using it, eventually, there are unintended consequences. We saw 3 separate players pop their Achilles in this year's NBA Finals. One was Damian Lillard. The other was Jason Tatum. And we just saw in Game 7 of the NBA Final, we saw Tyrese Halliburton pop his Achilles. Now, some of my opinion is tied into how we treat basketball at the younger level that we are having 14, 15, 16-year-old kids play high-level basketball basically year-round. And eventually, those miles add up in the same way that we talk about with running backs, in the same way we say eventually there's only so many miles on the odometer. That kind of is true in basketball, too. Hey, eventually, if you keep running and jumping and cutting and putting your body in these stressful situations, eventually something in your body is going to break down. I was reading an article like a year or so ago about this and like the epidemic of kids are tearing their ACLs at younger ages. They're having Tommy John surgery. They're doing all these things. And basically the article summation was that human beings have gotten so big, so strong, and so fast that they are more athletic than ever before. But your Achilles muscle, the same Achilles muscle people have always had. So while your body is more athletic and can do these things, it's just not really designed to be able to withstand all of that force. And eventually it just breaks. Like, your elbow is pretty strong. Your elbow is not made to throw 90 mile an hour pitches as continuously as people are doing it. So eventually you snap something in your elbow. Eventually you snap something in your calf. And that's why we have the amount of injuries that we have. Just think about the last year for Tyrese Halliburton. Tyrese Halliburton took his team to the conference finals last year. So you played, let's give a rough estimate. Let's say 85, 90 NBA games last year. Just off the top of my head. Let's say you played 90 NBA games. You then don't get an offseason because you went to go play in the Olympics. So you went to Paris to play in the Olympics. You then come back to play basketball in the United States. You play a regular season schedule. Your team plays 20 games in the NBA playoffs. And then eventually you get a significant lower leg muscle injury. At this point, I think we know what calf injury says. Hey, you're in danger of popping your Achilles. If you keep playing with a calf injury, then eventually what happened to Tyrese Halliburton is going to happen. That the only way to stop that from happening is to stop playing. But obviously, nobody wants to feel like they can go out there and feel like they can play and then sit on the sideline and watch their team in the NBA Finals. So if you're saying there's a chance that you can do it, it's not 100%. I mean, he played game 5 with this injury, didn't tear his Achilles. He played game 6 with this injury, didn't tear his Achilles. But eventually, if you keep playing with that injury, there is only one possible outcome. You could sense from his reaction yesterday that he knew it, that somebody told him what the risk is and what the danger is in continuing to play. Because if you go back and watch the injury, you don't got to watch it from when he actually pops it. Watch it from his reaction. He instantly knows. And the first thing that you can see him say is, I did it, I did it, I did it. Because we all knew what could happen in that scenario. Now, I've been a big proponent of, I don't think the NBA season needs to be that long. And I think the big reason why, especially in baseball and in basketball, the reason that the seasons are so long, A, is obviously money, and B, because that's how we've always done it. But just say right now, if we were starting over, let's say that tomorrow the NBA goes bankrupt and they're done. We don't have any more money to pay the players. We have to cease operations today. And let's say that somebody else came in and says, you know what? I have the right idea for basketball. I think there's a better, more modern way of doing it. There is no way that you come up with a game where the season, I looked this up because I was curious. The Pacers' first game was October 22nd, and then their last game was June 22nd. There's no way you come up with that basketball league. There's no way you think that league can work now. The best thing for the NBA would be to start in December, to start closer to Christmas. I looked it up. That would mean the NBA regular season would be about 55 games. That's probably the right amount. But no, they got to play 82 games. Then they got to play 7-game series. This is just going to continue to happen. We have been asking a certain group of players to play high-level AAU for 5-6 years. Been playing it since you were in middle school, where you play probably 50, 60 high-level basketball games each year in your adolescent years. You then go to college. You then go to NBA and you keep doing it. You practice. You work out. Eventually, something is going to pop. And we are seeing more and more of these instances where something is popping.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.